Wrestlers, 12:22 to be exact. I was looking at the clock.
I hadn't gone to bed yet.
You hadn't gone to bed yet?
Wired.
And I think that's why I woke up, because I actually didn't go to bed till 11. A little after 11, actually. Fell asleep somewhere between 11 and 12. Woke back up at 12:22.
Did we get just a little encouragement last night?
Stayed up till about 2. Couldn't go back to sleep. And it's all our listeners' fault. It's all their fault, Mark.
What a great bunch. What a great bunch.
And, you know, part of the reason I was up was thinking, okay, we agreed to do these monthly. And I can't wait till the next one, but we've got to do them. And I was thinking we got to put one on the calendar for Tioga.
We have to.
Very soon. What I announced last night.
What he's talking about is Freedom Club. We had an incredible event last night. We need to get a club going in Tioga.
In other words, I don't want to limit it to Tioga. We need a meeting in Tioga. We had folks last night from Rugby, North Dakota, from Carlstead, Minnesota, from Wahpeton.
Park Rapids,
you know.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, there were people from all over.
Three people had been out to Zealand.
Yeah.
This was a powerful event last night.
And of course, Zealand is you know, south of Bismarck, south of, you know. The point is, it was pretty extraordinary night. This Freedom Club thing is really fun, and you know what's most fun and inspiring about it is just the strength you feel in knowing there are other folks who are of like mind, you know, because we're all frustrated.
People right saying, I want a bumper sticker.
Yeah,
how novel is that, you know? I want buttons, Freedom Club buttons, Faith, Family, Freedom, and Free Enterprise, and all kinds of good, powerful ideas about how to get it done.
And what we announced last night is that we are going to take to the airwaves in the first half of November. We don't have an exact date yet. We're working on that. But we're going to take to the airwaves with a filibuster for freedom.
Filibuster for freedom. Absolutely.
And so anyway, stay tuned. And, you know, first and foremost, you know, I'm only joking when I'm blaming the listeners for keeping me up in the middle of the night, because it was just one of those deals where by the time you left, your head was exploding with so many different ideas and thoughts and really just love for this country,
passion, hope,
incredible passion, and the sense that, you know, look, I'm going to do everything in my power to protect and defend the greatest country on the face of the earth. It was really neat.
We're together and we're strong.
And really just an incredible evening. So thank you to folks that came out for really what was our second official Freedom Club meeting. I mean, we've been talking about Freedom Clubs in one form or another for the last year or so, but have, with the help of our listeners, been trying to define it and simplify it, and we're getting there. So anyway, a couple of things. One, stay tuned for more announcements on the air, and two, those of you that drove in from all over the place, bless you, fantastic, but we're going to come closer to you in the future.
Don't mind having a Freedom Club in your town. Get 20 people together and, you know, I'll try to get there.
Yeah, I mean, to have captains in each of the communities is important as well. So anyway, it was a fun night, great feedback, and we are going to be working on some of the advice and the input that we received last night. One thing was a way for people to meet, not face-to-face. Well, obviously, we want to do that and do that regularly. That's important. But to have a online community,
right,
exclusive to Freedom Club members.
Right.
And so we'll get our techies, Alex and Aaron, working on that in the coming days and get going with that as well. So anyway, looking forward to the future. Just be with all that that great support. We appreciate it very much. And by the way, if you're not able to join us last night, hey, we understand. We had twice the size. We had two rooms, really, that you know, at the Pizza Ranch. And we had more people than last time. And last time, of course, we were all crammed into a small area, so we got a bigger room, and we filled the bigger room. So we'll keep going to Pizza Ranch. We appreciate them until that room's full, and then find a bigger venue. But you go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com is the website. There's a link towards the top left-hand side of the site that says Become a Freedom Club member. And, again, the dollars that are invested into the Freedom Club, we use to sustain the programming we have here. And But membership is without cost. You know, the most important thing, we stressed this last night, was just the strength in numbers and being a part of it however you choose to be a part of it. So anyway, more on that in the coming days and weeks, but really appreciate everybody that was out there. And Freedom Club members, this is your hour. You want to sound off on the news of the day, you give us a call at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Coming up on the program today, Minnesota State Senator Julianne Ortman will be here. She's a Republican from Chanhassen. She won the straw poll. She's one of, gosh, what is it, six, seven candidates for the Senate in Minnesota, but she is riding high from a straw poll win over the weekend. Wants to take on Al Franken, so we're going to meet her. Minnesotans, a lot of them there last night. We'll appreciate that.
I've met her and like her.
Great. And Dick Cheney will be here at 9:30, the former vice president, former defense secretary,
wow,
former member of Congress. Has a new book, Heart, An American Medical Odyssey.
Plus, he's been kind to the Tea Party lately.
He has. So we're going to talk a little bit about that with Vice President Cheney. And, you know, his book, he's really a medical marvel. He's a miracle. He really is a miracle. And, you know, what I find sort of ironic about it politically is there's another guy that has just been so horribly maligned.
Great, great man.
Yeah.
Serious spine. A great titanium spine.
And I, you know, I don't know how he'll answer this, but one of the questions I have for him today is, you know, here's a guy who literally has been called everything in the book.
Really?
Okay. And largely, many of the policies that he's been maligned because of his support for, right, are in place today under the current administration. So the people who called Dick Cheney every evil thing they can imagine support a president who still supports many of the same programs.
And more people are supporting his desire to do non-lethal enhanced interrogation techniques like waterboarding to find out what these people know.
And we're going to meet with the president and CEO of Alliance Pipeline and talk about that new pipeline that's called the Tioga Lateral Pipeline and the significance of that. There's an event happening on that today, so we're going to talk about that as well. We've rescheduled our conversation with the Wayne Stenson, because he actually is attending the event for Alliance Pipeline, and our time with him is going to be rather short. We want to have him on enough time to be able to visit. So anyway, those are the guests. We'll talk to open phone time. We have the Craig Cobb reaction. Craig Cobb is the racist, white supremacist.
This was spontaneous radio big time yesterday.
Called into the program yesterday.
They lit her up.
And you know, wanted to vent about the Lee City Council. And some people agreed with him. A lot did not. And it was, you know, basically, we didn't want to give Craig Cobb a platform, right, to spew his, you know, his extreme views. I guess, you know, I call it, you know, hate, but, you know, whatever, right? Everybody has a different, you know, a lot of people have said, hey, the guy's got a right to his opinion, whatever, you know. But we didn't want to just give him a platform. We wanted to challenge him. So, I you know, I hope we did, and certainly a lot of callers did. Few agreed with him. So we'll do a little recap of that. Fargo City Commission unanimously passes this resolution showing support for LGBT residents. I imagine the reason they're going to say it's unanimous is because it's a meaningless resolution, right? It isn't actually in putting this special rights for folks that would allow people because of their sexuality to trump your property rights, basically. And anyway, and again, I don't see this as a problem. We've not heard stories about this as a problem. So this is sort of one of those PC feel good things. But what I'm trying to get my arms around, and I know that we had calls from listeners that were there, were very disappointed it passed unanimously. What passed? If it's a resolution, it doesn't mean anything. So I'd like your reaction to that today on the program as well. President Obama is in a little bit of trouble with Andrea Merkel.
And others.
Yeah.
Throughout Europe.
And he's claiming he didn't know anything about this. Do you buy that?
Well, the story that came out yesterday said, quoted an NSA informant, that the head man went to Obama and was directed to have a dossier against Merkel, wanted to know everything about her in 2010. So when they start putting names and it goes right to Obama, Obama's credibility is going down the tubes big time. Remember, he also said, you're going to keep your own doctor, you're going to keep your own insurance, blah, blah, blah. It'll be cheaper. Credibility.
Yeah, I just don't know how you... I don't. Does she believe him?
She does not. She said she wants to fight for her people against us.
Jeez. Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Fargo are number 2, 3, and 4 on America's 25 coldest cities list. Are you proud as punch over that, or
I want to get my new long johns on.
You do, huh?
I do.
All right. Anyway, a couple of headlines. We'll tackle some more of those after our conversation with a Senate candidate in Minnesota at the bottom of the hour. Steve Bakken and I will toss around the issues of the day. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, all that straight ahead. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Today on the program, Steve Bakken and I first host a debate on the diversion, both sides on that, and then back to the phones, and the phone rings, and there's a Craig from Leith on the phone. And we quickly realize that the Craig from Leith is Craig Cobb, probably the most famous racist in the state of North Dakota.
That's an understatement.
And we didn't want to obviously let him take over the program, so I'm hoping the audience today will, give us a report card. You know what I mean? I'm sincere about that. I want a little feedback on.
Well, it's a fine line trying to decide, what's the information that is important versus just hate speak and giving somebody a bully pulpit
to ramble on their methodology and their ideology, as opposed to, okay, disseminating that line between where the news lies, what's really a story, and letting somebody just ramble on hate speak. And I hope we did a good job of that yesterday.
Every time he was asked a question, he would go down a rabbit trail of, you know.
Yeah, there weren't a lot of discernible answers, or at least direct answers from him.
You know, the best question was the last one. And it's the one I wish he would have answered. And that's just, you know, okay, you have views different than we do, but we'll respect your views. But, you know, can you not understand how flying the Nazi flag and your reverence for the Nazis is offensive to anybody that knows anything about world history, U.S. history? And, you know, I thought it was a pretty good question. And you've raised it, too, about, you know.
You know, if I'm a World War II veteran or any military service with military history, how are you not offended at that? I mean, we bled, we died, we had great losses in this country fighting that and standing up against that tyranny. I mean, if I'm in the military, I'm a veteran, I'm PO'd. I'm just angered to the core about something like that.
And but he, you know, he went into some, you know, we didn't have enough time for him to finish his answer, but he didn't answer that to my satisfaction.
No,
it sounded to me like he was going down to some defense of Hitler.
He didn't answer any of the questions to satisfaction's length, I don't think.
So anyway, we sincerely would take your feedback on how that went, because, you know, I don't know that we would have invited him on the program, because that would have been obviously, you know, giving him more of a platform than I think we'd be comfortable with. But if he calls in, we had people immediately stack up and want to ask him questions. Well, we were still asking him questions. We thought, what the heck? Fire away.
It's your show. I mean, if people have questions for a guest like that, we're not going to get in the way of letting those questions be answered.
And also appreciate direction on who you want as guests.
You know, the other thing with him, too, that I didn't like the answer on, that I didn't think there was a satisfactory answer on, was, you know, in his own words, talking about the white people, the white race being attacked and an affront against whites in this country. And that's what they're doing to the community elite. I mean, they're doing the same exact thing. You have a predominantly white community, a small community, one ethnic diversity in that community. But you've got a community with a set of norms, a set of mores, people that live there, and more than likely you have a commonality of thought process for people that live in a community like that, especially a small community, because they tend to be very tightly knit, very interwoven. That's what they're doing. They're trying a hostile takeover of a community in here in North Dakota. And you preach against the attack against the white race, and then you're doing the same damn thing yourself. He didn't answer that question, which I really wanted an answer for. There's a lot of questions we didn't get the right answers for, or any answer, I don't think.
No, but anyway, give us a report card. Let us know how we handle that situation, because I sincerely want to know. And, you know, it's funny, folks are on you know, they're, I would put our audience in three camps when it comes to Craig Cobb and his ilk. One, it's America. As long as he doesn't break any laws, you know, that's why this country is great.
He did have one defender call in, too.
Yeah, he has, you know, and we hear that from time to time. People say, oh, I don't agree with it, but look, it's America. And the other is
First Amendment.
You know, the other is, and I'll play this next hour because it kind of summarizes the viewpoint. One person just said, you're going to love this guy. You know, why all this hate? We're pointing fingers at him for hate, and then you're hating him back. So that's an interesting approach, you know, to say, you know.
I don't hate him. I just hate what he stands for.
Yeah. And then you have, you know, folks who I just think you got to throw the kitchen sink at him, which the city of Leith is doing. And my point is, and he was pushing back against this, just like he has a right to go down there and buy some property, you know, they have a right to change their ordinances and say, maybe the fact that we don't have an ordinance that requires plumbing and running water in a home is going to attract an element we're not comfortable calling neighbors, so therefore we need to change our rules. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
Yeah, I grew up with an outhouse.
No, they're
fine with that.
They're making the argument, you know, that hey, he's just doing this because of my views. Maybe, yeah, maybe that prompted them to change to say, okay, our current ordinances attract an element we're not comfortable with, so we're gonna, you know, that's why you have governance. So I don't think
is that fair.
I don't think it's, you know, I mean, again, that's just as he has a right to come in there and think that they have a right to change the rules.
Yeah.
You know, you got a process for that, so I don't think that's any big deal. Anyway, we'll cover some of that. The day in the program. Are you ashamed that North Dakota has three of the top 25 coldest cities in America?
I'm kind of proud. I want to know the criteria for this poll, but hey, I'm kind of proud of that. Although I will say, and God love it, I grew up in around Grand Forks, but it's the armpit of North Dakota's weather. It truly is.
You think Grand Forks is?
Oh, yeah. Between the wind and the cold, that's the coldest part of the state.
How is the wind and the cold in Grand Forks any different than the wind and cold in Fargo or Grafton or
10 degrees less cold in Fargo, 20 degrees less cold or more in Bismarck.
All right, I'm going to test your theory right now. Where's my information on the
climate? It's not a windy morning, though. You got to catch a windy morning. There's a couple extra degrees. Anybody that lives in the valley knows the line of demarcation is about Hillsborough. You know,
well, you
more snow up north.
You've won the debate today because get a load of this. It's 16 and partly cloudy in Grand Forks at this hour. It's 27 and cloudy in Fargo.
There you go.
Yeah, I think the
what's it in Bismarck?
I think the cloud.
Although there's snow moving in there.
I think the cloud cover is the biggest difference.
Yeah,
it's 27 in Bismarck right now.
But there's a storm coming into the southwest. They're talking 6 inches of snow, which those farmers and ranchers down there definitely don't need it.
Already snow showers in Tioga at this hour. 23 degrees in Tioga. Much warmer in Tioga. Only 16 in Grand Forks. So. But again, it's partly cloudy there, so I think that's part of the reason. Whatever. You won that round.
Well, there's two weather breaks in this state. North and south, and it's about Hillsborough, which is Highway 200, and then east-west, which is somewhere between, well, about Jamestown. And then as you get to Bismarck, there's another.
We'll tackle those weighty topics, plus our guests include the former Vice President, Dick Cheney, and his new book, Heart, an American Medical Odyssey, and Alliance Pipeline President and CEO on the completion of a new Tioga lateral line. All that coming up on What's On Your Mind with Steve and I. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Last night's Freedom Club meeting had healthy participation from the Minnesota side of the river. And when the word, I guess it was the name, Al Franken, came up, there were a lot of boos.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that?
Yes.
I think you said the word, and then I didn't actually see a shoe flying through the air, but there was a lot of verbal barbs thrown your way.
Some barbs.
Yes, exactly. And
I said his name wrong.
It's one of the races we're watching closely because, of course, the Senate is so screwed up, it's unbelievable.
100 people say it's the most powerful legislative body on earth, 100 senators.
And we got a chance to meet one of the candidates today who was coming off a victory at the straw poll at the Minnesota State Convention over the weekend, Julianne Ortman, Republican from Chanhassen, joins us today on the program. She's a Minnesota State Senator and a candidate for the GOP nomination for Senate in Minnesota. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm well.
I'm Scott Hannon. Mark Skogerbo, who you've visited with before, is here as well. So you got Scott and Mark today.
Great. We have talked before about Minnesota taxes and Governor Dayton, and now the challenge is to take out Senator Franken.
That's right.
Exactly right. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all.
Well, I'm happy to. I'm a wife and mother. I've been married for 24 years. We have four kids that are 22, 21, 19, and 15. I have a son who's in the U.S. Army. I'm so incredibly proud of him. He is a great inspiration for me. He's studying Chinese in California. And first and foremost, I think our government really needs to honor the servicemen and women that keep us safe and protect our freedoms and liberties. Not sure they're doing that. In fact, really convinced that they're not. So that's job number one for our U.S. Senate, I think. And then I have been an attorney for many years. I practiced law, started my own law firm after practicing in D.C., came back to Minnesota where I'm from. I graduated from McAllister College. I might be the only Republican that ever went into McAllister College that also came out a Republican, truly tested there. And then I went to the University of Pennsylvania Law School. So as I said, I practiced out east, met my husband there, and then we moved back to Minnesota, started our own law firm. And I served on the Carver County Board for 2 years and in the Minnesota Senate for 12 years. I've been on the Tax Committee the entire 12 years, and for 2 years I was the chair of the Minnesota Senate Tax Committee, the first woman ever and the first Republican in 38 years. That's the year we balanced our state budget deficit to $5 billion without raising $1 in taxes. And those are the kinds of solutions that we need when we face and look at the real budget problems in Washington. And so I'm running against Al Franken because we need serious leadership in Washington now. The joke has to be over. He is not a serious leader. He's actually had very poor performance in the United States Senate, and we need some real solutions to what's wrong with Washington.
What do you sense most will connect with Minnesotans where Al Franken is out of step? What is the issue you think that will be central to this campaign for you?
Well, I would say there are three. Number one is privacy. Most people don't understand, and they don't like the fact that the NSA is conducting blanket surveillance over our private cell phone, internet visits, and email account. They don't like that. But I'm not sure they yet associate it with Al Franken, and they should, because he is the chairman of the privacy subcommittee in the United States Senate, the chairman of the committee. And so he's had all the briefings from these FISA courts. He's had briefings about this blanket surveillance that's being conducted. He understands about these gag orders. He's got complete oversight over the Department of Justice through the Judiciary Committee, and they are the ones that are advocating for these ex parte orders, these orders that only the government knows about. So I think when people start to understand that he should be held accountable for that, they will believe that he is not doing the job that our United States senator should be doing. So I would say that's a really big one. The healthcare debacle is a second one. He was the 60th in deciding vote for Obamacare. And that has been so bad. It's not just the website. It goes well beyond that. I mean, we know that hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people have lost their healthcare coverage plans when they were promised that that would never happen. And the cost of these premiums are as much as 10 times what their current premiums are. We've got a government saying, well, don't worry, there will be subsidies. Well, why should we be paying subsidies for healthcare plans when people were happy with the cheaper ones that they had before? So I look at Al Franken, and he's still defending that indefensible plan. There are even some Senate Democrats that say, wait a minute, maybe we should delay this whole system for a year. But not Al Franken. He's still insisting that we should go forward. So I think when you look at the privacy, you look at the health care, and then the fact that he has voted for every gun control measure in the Judiciary Committee, which is so opposite of what Minnesotans want, seems to me that he's not representing Minnesota. He's representing Washington's interests. And so my pitch has been we need more Minnesota and Washington and less Washington and Minnesota. If we had our interests represented in Washington, the conversation would be entirely different.
Senator Ortman, this is Mark here. I was kind of dismayed, but I expected it when I saw the fact that Senator Franken had raised over $3.4 million already. But I believe that that and where he gets it from, Hollywood and outside of the state, I think that can be another huge issue for you. Where who controls him? Who is paying for his baloney?
Well, I agree with that. I think it's going to take a lot of money to beat him, but not as much as it's going to take him to defend a record now. When he won in 2006, he didn't have a record to run on, 2008. But he will this time, and as I pointed out, he's got a terrible record of representing Minnesota in Washington. And so then when you come back and pass it together with the fact that all of this money comes from Hollywood, it comes from the big labor unions, and it comes from the elitist and the liberal elite across the country and not really from the heart of Minnesota, you wonder, why is he there? And people forget that he only got 42% of the vote in 2008. The tie between Coleman and Franken was at 42%. When they counted, they threw out all the votes for Dean Barkley, who got 16%. So that means that 58% of Minnesotans have never voted for Al Franken. And I don't believe they will this time if they're given a common sense alternative. And that's my whole message is we need common sense and real solutions, somebody that will roll up their sleeves and actually get some things done in Washington. Right now, things are dysfunctional, and people aren't really confident that Washington can solve the biggest problems we face as a nation. And I'm confident we can. There are some real solutions. And really, they begin in the Constitution with a stronger U.S. Senate that actually is exercising the separation of powers. The power of confirmation is enormous, and it should be used with
absolutely
the DHS. If they fail to put a border security plan on the U.S. senator's desk, somebody should not be confirmed until there is a plan. That's a reasonable expectation. Or these FISA court judges should be heard in the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee on their rationale for balancing our privacy rights against security interests. That should be a public conversation. And so that power of confirmation is just not being used, whether it's a Republican president or a Democrat president. Those senators have an independent responsibility and unique authorities that they are not exercising.
Senator Ortman, I think that it's extremely important that we take out Franken, and because of his goofiness and because of his source of money and because of these issues you cite, he is vulnerable, but we've got to have all hands on deck. I hope you and the rest of the candidates that are running will agree to abide by endorsement, or at least when you get past primary, that you get very seriously committed to each other's success, realizing that we have got to defeat, you know, Senator, we got to get a new majority leader, you know, not Harry Reid. And the first vote is so important, and confirmation is so important.
We absolutely need to unify as a party, and so you won't hear me running against any other Republican. I'm running against Al Franken.
Good
for
you.
When we fight a major war like World War II, you send up a whole bunch of planes and hope that one hits the target, right? And
right.
So I'm glad there are others that are out in the field building the case and helping make sure Minnesotans know how important it is to beat Al Franken. I believe at the end I will be the candidate, because I believe I can unify the party. I've got a principled conservative record, 12 years. People know what I believe in. They won't have to guess. They know. You can look at my record for 12 years in the Minnesota State Senate to see what I stand for and what my principles are. And so I believe I'll win because I am the principled conservative, but we can unite around the issues that unite us as a state and a nation, and it's the economy and it's privacy and it's individual rights. And the person that can do that and then take that case to the independent voters, the women voters, the younger voters that haven't been voting with us, I think that's how we win.
And I want to add one other thing here. Obviously, we have a lot of North Dakotans in our audience who do not have a Senate race to wrap their arms around. But you have Minnesota in a very important race with a Democratic incumbent. You have Montana with a retiring Democrat. You have South Dakota with a retiring Democrat. So all around us.
Iowa, too.
Yeah, Iowa, that's right. Iowa has a retiring Democrat as well. So you've got opportunities to be neighborly and be part of this effort to retake the Senate. So I hope folks...
There's some political money available in North Dakota. And I would suggest a strong statement about pro-energy independence and pro-oil and that sort of thing, too, Julia.
Well, I think that's a great suggestion. At my first debate, that was absolutely my position and probably why I won that debate, because we need to drill for oil in Alaska. We need to open up the Keystone Pipeline. Here in Minnesota, we have all kinds of jobs waiting at Polymet Mining up in northern Minnesota in the Iron Range, and we've got the EPA and government in the way of opening up an investment that are ready to be made in those industries. And so that's a very big, important part of growing the economy, is allowing the private sector to grow the economy and not expecting that government will do anything for us. We're going to have to do it ourselves. Government's going to have to get out of the way.
This is a six-way Senate race. Over the weekend, there was a straw poll that the party held, and our guest, Julianne Ortman, won that with 37% of the votes. Mike McFadden was second place with 22%. Then you had Harold Shedlick, last-minute entrance in the contest at third with 13. St. Louis County Commissioner Chris Dahlberg with 12. State Rep. Jim Abler at 11. And Monty Marino at 3%. So anyway, that's where that race sits right now. And Julianne, we appreciate you joining us today. Look forward to watching this race very closely. And appreciate you telling us a little bit about yourself. Give us an update on the campaign today.
Thank you so much for having me. Stay warm.
How do folks find out more about it? Is there a way to connect with you, too? You got a website up and running?
There is. Thanks for asking. Julianne.mn, JULIANNE.MN. And we'd love to have folks help, and we appreciate their contributions and any volunteers they'd like to participate with.
Good luck to you. Thanks. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we do a little sports, Mark. We'll get the weather in here. And we have a lot going on in the sports, but... We're going to talk a little about that World Series, right? What's that?
Bust.
Oh, don't start. When we come back, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hennem with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com longevity link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com longevity link.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
A big shout out to those that joined us at the Freedom Club gathering last night at the Pizza Ranch in Fargo, and we did announce that we're going to take to the airwaves with a freedom filibuster and forego sleep and everything else for
21 hours each, man.
Yeah, we're trying to decide over what time frame, and you know, 21 hours a day for X amount of days. I don't know. We haven't, but soon we'll have the details soon, and some great suggestions last night on how to roll that out. But really, really, from the bottom of my heart, it was so fun to see the passion in that room, and it was, you know, and quite honestly, we need you. We need you in a lot of different ways, you know, and we talked to the audience about that, but really, it was a fun night. It was a lot of fun. So thanks for coming out. We appreciate it very much, and be bold. Be bold in what you believe in and what you stand for.
And we are not alone, and we are growing in strength. We are waking up. The people of the Constitution are waking up.
Exactly right. Founding fathers would be proud. All right, Boston's back on top, so you can gloat a little bit now.
Well, David Ortiz got an RBI double, his third big hit. You know, they're ahead 3-2, but now they get to take it back to Fenway. got two shots at wrapping up the series. Boston and St. Louis, the retro series is really something. Lester pitching like a champ. They really look good. O'Hara, he pitches. It's just amazing his control and the way his pitches move. Magnificent relief. So it was impressive.
Prediction for you.
Huh?
Prediction for you. It'll be tied again.
It'll be tied again? We're going to go to the seventh game?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see that either. This is really, really a class. This is a class retro World Series. And another class team, Chicago, they got some vindication over the Wild, so they won. So they're one each now. But this time, Chicago got five, and we only got one. The Empire Strikes Back was the Star Tribune headline over the Blackhawks win. And tomorrow night, Timberwolves looking great, man. And so I think we're going to the playoffs. Of course, they're saying who's going to be the starter for the Vikings, and people are saying, does it really matter anymore? Turn out the lights, maybe. I don't know. I'll be watching it. I can't help myself. I'm nuts.
Why no Castle?
Yeah, I don't know. He looked so great over in London. Maybe it's just because he's English. I don't know. He did a great job in Wembley, and that was about it.
He is the only quarterback to win a game for the Vikings this year, but Frazier, the coach of the Vikings, said yesterday that Freeman or Ponder will start against the Cowboys.
Yep.
He's done everything we've asked him to do, Frazier said of Castle. He's practiced well, prepared well. He was ready yesterday if needed be, and he'll continue to work as hard as he can. I don't know if there's any one thing I can point to and say why it's Christian and Josh in this determination.
Good. That's good articulate focus coaching, isn't it? Goodbye, please, Frazier. Would you go somewhere else and make up your mind? This is wrong. You got to be a little more decisive when you're a coach, don't you?
Goodness.
Anyway.
And that's just it's very indicative of their whole season so far.
Yeah. Dithering would be the word. Dithering.
Anything new on Jared Allen being traded?
Oh, please. Don't make me fall off my stool.
Don't talk about it?
No.
Is the deadline when? Today? Is it?
Yeah. I've got. Now you did it.
Yeah, so.
Now you took off my blush from last night's glow.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
Very, very sorry.
I'm turned back into Eeyore, a Viking Eeyore.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not too good. If they send Jared away, I'm going to go outside and have 1 minute of a Bronx cheer.
All right, let me look at a little weather forecast here. Anything else in sports, or did you cover it?
No, I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Well, I don't like being 1-6. Yeah. I want to be happier this time of year. It's cold. As it gets colder, I want to have hope. Don't you?
Yes. But there's other.
But the Timberwolves tomorrow night.
Other reasons for your hope.
Yes, there always. And the Freedom Club was super.
Sure was.
Of course. And I do like the Sox. Go Red Sox.
There you go. Here's a quick check of the weather forecast for folks in the Valley, western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota, mostly cloudy. Low 40s today, upper 30s, low 40s everywhere in the region. Southeast breeze at about 7 tonight, cloudy, low 30s with a light breeze out of the southeast tomorrow. Some rain and snow in the morning, then rain likely, cloudy. Highs will be in the low 40s with a light wind out of the east, but chance of precip 60% with little or no snow accumulation expected. You know, it's not going to pile up. It'll be a rain-snow mix and then rain later. Wednesday night, 50-50 chance of rain, cloudy, about upper 30s for a high. Thursday, some rain before 1, mostly cloudy near 46. So a little bit of precip sneaking in here. And then Friday, same thing before 1, slight chance of rain. And mid-40s, Saturday sunny, 47, Sunday 48. Low temps throughout the weekend, going to be in the mid-30s. Out in the oil patch, partly cloudy today, then becoming gradually mostly sunny with a high near 35. South wind around 9 miles an hour tonight, partly cloudy. Mid-20s tonight in the patch. Tomorrow, sunny, low 40s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, 26. We're at least out of the teens here. Really got cold there for a while. Thursday, sunny, mid-40s. And then into the weekend, Thursday night, 30. Friday, partly sunny, near 45. Friday night, 28. Saturday, sunshine, 47. Basically, the 40s... For temps during the day under sunny skies, good chance of the good portion of the weekend and lows in the 30s is what you can expect. Right now, let's take a trip around the temps. Fargo overcast in 26, Grand Forks 18 and scattered clouds. Always colder in Grand Forks, one of those cold cities. Jamestown 21 out in Fergus Falls right now, 30 Aberdeen 26 in the patch. Stanley and Tioga 26-25, Williston 25 as well. You're up today.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.